mighty challenge.
Vanessa, hello.
Hello, Suzanne. How you going?
I'm very well. And Vanessa, we had such a great night last Friday. We had lots of first-time callers, and you hopped off the line just to make way for more of them.
Yeah, well, you know.
That was very nice of you.
Oh, you're kind. Yeah. Remember, sweet.
Right.
But up first means that you don't have much faith in my question.
Maybe it just means that I wanted to talk to you first.
Oh, that's sweet of you. And you too. You're kind.
Oh. Now, what do you like the sound of? So you get full pick of the categories. That was the week that was also the name of an Australian TV show, Louie Louie, Parks and Rec, or Born or Died in 1923.
Oh, look, I want to do Parks and Rec, but I will go Australian TV shows.
Okay. Yeah. Question one. Which garden implement takes its name from the German for to scrape together or heap up?
A rake.
Rake is correct. Well done, Vanessa.
Wait.
Staying in also the name of an Australian TV show?
Yes, please.
Question two. From 2004 to 2018, Malcolm Turnbull was the MP for which electorate?
I think it was down in Victoria. Monash.
It is not Monash, I'm afraid, Vanessa.
Nuts.
All right. Thanks for playing.
Good night.
Okay, talk to you next week or next time. That could well be tomorrow night. Lorenzo from Fulham Gardens. Hi, Lorenzo.
Hello, Suzanne.
Where was Malcolm Turnbull the MP for from 2004 to 2018, also the name of an Australian TV show?
Well, Prisoner was one of my favourite shows because one of the characters had the wonderful name Vinegar Tits, which always amuses me, but it was Wentworth.
Wentworth is correct. Nicely done, Lorenzo. Now, do you fancy staying in this category or would you like to explore something else?
Can I stay in this category, please?
You can stay in this category. Question three. Taking its name from the Greek for no place, which satirical 1516 book was written by Sir Thomas More?
Oh, crikey. I don't know, number 96?
that would be so good if it was, but yes. It was not, I'm afraid.
Oh, bugger.
All right. Is Adelaide still very hot or is it back to being a bit cooler again?
No, it's beautiful today and tonight. It's cooled down. But we had a bit of a shock local news story today. Vincent Tarsia, the Liberal, the opposition leader, he's chucked in the towel. So that was a bit of a shock here in SA. So we're kind of scratching our head, you know, wondering who's going to be the new leader. But yeah, no, much cooler today.
Excellent. All right, some politics along with the weather report. Thanks, Lorenzo.
Yes.
We will talk to you next time as well. 1-300-800-222. This is Oliver in Armidale. Hey, Oliver.
Hi.
Oliver, taking its name from the Greek for no place, which satirical 1516 book was written by Sir Thomas More?
Cash City.
No, I'm afraid that's not the answer that we're looking for, Oliver. Thank you for calling. No, it's cumulative, the text challenge over the six nights. That's right. We're really going to sort out who's going to dominate this thing. 1-300-800-222. Derek from Maddington. Good evening, Derek.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
I'm not doing too badly. Now, can you help us with question three? We're in the category of also the name of an Australian TV show, taking its name from the Greek for no place, which satirical 1516 book was written by Sir Thomas More?
I can't help you at all. I wouldn't have any idea.
Oh, that is a pity, Derek. All right. Good to talk to
you
too. David in Mount Cola. Hey, David.
Hey.
Can you help us with this one?
Is it Utopia?
Yes, it is Utopia. Did you ever watch the show?
No, never.
No. I hear it's funny, but I've never watched it either. Okay, David. Would you like to stay in also the name of an Australian TV show or try Louie Louie, That Was the Week That Was, Parks and Rec, or Born or Died in
1923? I might go Louie Louie.
Good. Now, David, if you got it, there's a funny little beep that's been on your phone a couple of times. What's that?
I don't know, actually.
Not accidentally pressing something?
No, absolutely not, no.
Oh, well. The answer to question two was Wentworth for the person who missed that. Question four. Which US state was named after a 17th century king of France?
Was that Louisiana?
Louisiana is correct, David. More Louie Louie?
Okay, thanks.
Question five. Which 1944 Christmas movie stars Judy Garland, Margaret O'Brien, and Mary Astor?
Is it Meet Me in St. Louis?
It is Meet Me in St. Louis. Well done. More Louis for you, David?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Question six. Which American actress played Elaine in Seinfeld and Selena Meyer in Veep?
I'm just trying to remember her name. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That is correct. You know your Louis, David. Yes, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Seven. Port Louis is the capital city of which island country in the Indian Ocean?
Is it Mauritius?
Wow, David, you are good. It is Mauritius. You're barely giving the texters time to get their answers in, I have to say. You're ripping through this so quickly.
Okay, I'll take a bit longer.
You know, we could have a chat. You could tell me how Mount Kola is today.
Very hot, actually. Quite warm tonight.
Yeah. Actually, where we are, we're in the Parramatta studio, and we can kind of smell, you know, the edge of bushfire smoke or burn-off smoke just kind of in the studio a bit tonight. So a few fires around the place.
Yeah, is that why the moon's red? Is it from the fires?
Isn't there meant to be one of those super moons tonight?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard about it, but it just looks, well, earlier on it looked very red, yeah.
Freya's just confirming, yeah, it's the last super moon of the year. I suspect that's why it's red.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks quite eerie. Yeah.
All right, well, let's try and finish these Louis off, David. Which luxury fashion business, this is question eight, was founded in Paris in 1854?
Would that be Louis Vuitton?
Clean sweep of the Louis, David.
Oh, cool.
Excellent work.
Thank you.
Right. Also the name of an Australian TV show. That Was the Week That Was. Parks and Rec. Or Born or Died in 1923?
I'll go with 1923.
Question nine. Born on the 15th of June 1923, who served as the 20th Governor General of Australia from 1982 until 1989?
82 to 89. I'll say Ninian Stephen.
David, yes, you are correct. It's Ninian Stephen.
I was educated, guess that one.
Four, five, six. You're on seven questions now, David. Have you previously won a black magnet?
I do have one sitting on the fridge, yeah.
Yes.
It is quite lonely, though.
I think I've still only given away three of them in the whole time that we've been running the black magnet. Okay, question 10. George Herbert, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, who died on the 5th of April 1923, was best known as the financial backer of which archaeological expedition?
I'd say that was the one to find the tomb of Tutankhamun.
Yes, David, you are correct. It was to find the tomb of Tutankhamun. That is 8. Starting to get excited. Bit on edge here now, David.
Yeah, this is I think this is where it's a bit trickier.
Question 11. Which legendary French stage actress died on the 26th of March 1923 at the age of 78?
So a French stage actress. This is probably where I'm going to bomb out. Because I don't really know any really old stage actresses. I don't know. Hedy Lamarr.
It is not Hedy Lamarr, David. Well, look, that was an excellent run, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. There's David from Mount Cola who ripped through 8 questions in a row there. Very, very impressive stuff. 1-300-800-222 if you want to play the mighty challenge tonight. Here's Tony in Penshurst.
Suzanne, how are you?
Tony, I'm well. How's your week been?
It's been good. And I had a part of a cruise yesterday for our Christmas lunch. And tomorrow I'm seeing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Right. Well, you're getting out and about, aren't you, Tony?
Well, yes, I do love watching the plays and musicals. And I saw Back to the Future last weekend, and I'm seeing Pretty Woman next weekend. I got sandwiched. But I'm not stalking the streets tonight. It's too hot. I just came back.
Oh, because last time you were out walking, weren't you, while we were when we were talking to you?
And it was so hot tonight too. But I came back earlier for you and for the quiz.
Look, I'm glad to see where your commitment lies here, Tony. Yeah, somebody else said, oh, look, I meant to be studying for a university exam, but actually I'm prioritising the nightlife quiz.
Exactly. Yeah. They know the priority.
Exactly. Okay. Tony, which legendary French stage actress died on the 26th of March 1923 at the age of 78?
That's good. No idea at all. I don't think she would have been still alive. I'd go for Marlene Dietrich, but that's not right. I don't even think she's French. I've got my French and German and whatever, right?
Yeah, you are not correct.
Next week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, we have a few people who've had it. Gail in Black Rock. I think you are the first one in on the SMS. You'll be getting the 3 points for that one, Gail. I tell you what. A few others of you have got it now too. John in Ashfield, couple of lines free, 1-300-800-222. Hey, John.
Oh, yeah. Well, Suzanne, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm going well. Anything to report from your world of interest during the week?
Well, I went and seen the ballet at the Opera House tonight, The Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wow.
With a ballet tragic with myself, so I quite enjoyed it. It was a lovely evening. And apart from that, it's been dreadfully hot. It's stifling right now anyway.
Okay. You lot are a cultured lot, you nightlife listeners. Listen to you've all been out to your plays and your ballets. Yes, very good. Now
we're getting out and about. Christmas anyway. I don't know.
Okay, now, but do you know, I mean, I don't think you ever saw her on stage, which legendary French stage actress died on the 26th of March 1923 at the age of 78?
I'm thinking Edith Piaf.
I mean, she is French, but she is not the person that we're looking for. I'm sorry.
Okay, nice to talk to you, Suzanne.
You too, John. Stay cool. Let's head to Victor Harbour. Oh, yeah. Hey, Stuart.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne. This is, you know, Marlene Dietrich and Edith Piaf. That's what I was thinking, both of them.
Well, lucky someone ruled them out for you, unless you don't really know what else to say. Have you got any other guesses?
Well, actually, you know about Port Louis. Where was that?
That was Mauritius.
Just a Mauritius rumour.
Very good, Stuart.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Look, I can make these stupid puns, but I can't get this. Oh, hang on. Who was the little sparrow? I was just thinking about it. A little sparrow. That was a French person. Is it a
Look, don't go down that path. We just went down the little sparrow path because that's Edith Piaf, which we've already had.
Sparrow escape.
So you need someone else.
I've got a Florence Nightingale. No, that's not right, is it? Suzanne, I'm going to have no idea.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, Stuart.
Well, thank you, Suzanne, for helping me out with nothing.
You tied yourself in your own knots there, Stuart, but we will speak again. Okay. There's Stuart in Victor Harbour, 1-300-800-222. Now, Gail in BlackRock, who was first in with the correct answer, has been to this person's grave. And Gail says they promised this person's grave that they would try acting. And Gail says, I did, and I still do. Okay. So this person's had quite the influence on you then, Gail, which is no wonder why you knew the answer to that one. Loz in Lynham.
Hi there. How are you going?
Hey, Loz. Doing very well. What about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good for a Friday evening, you know.
Yeah. What's happening in Lynham?
Just sitting here. Had my work Christmas party today, which was quite pleasant. And I think I got a friend who I told him I'm on the radio, so shout out to Dylan if he's listening.
Hey, Dylan.
And in relation to this question, I think there's some old story in my family of long before my time, one of my great aunts, say my auntie was very emotive and expressionful in her acting, and she used to call her Sarah Bernhardt. I think that's the answer.
That is the answer. So yeah. Did you ever see this? Is this one of your aunts? Did you ever see her in action?
No, I came across her in school as well. I know a bit about her, but she wasn't around for much of film. So she kind of had a long film catalogue, but I think she was even big with Shakespearean acting and things like that as well beforehand.
Right. Yeah, I have to say I don't know too much about her either, but Loz, you are correct. It is Sarah Bernhardt, who died in March 1923. So I think I can safely say none of us listening tonight ever got the chance to see her. Now, Loz, do you want to stay in Born or Died in 1923? There's also Parks and Rec. There's That Was the Week That Was, or also the name of an Australian TV show.
I think we'll stick where we are, please.
Okay. Now, people are wanting to know, Gail, maybe you can tell us where in Paris Sarah Bernhardt's grave is. A couple of people are saying, is it in Montmartre? So someone who knows for sure, do let us know. Someone says, what is the text number for Nightlife? You've texted it, so you have the number. Right, Loz.
Yeah, we'll stay here.
Okay, question 12. Which Greek soprano was born on the 2nd of December 1923 in New York City?
I've got no idea. It might be the third tenor, but I'm not going to get his name. It's not Pavarotti. It's not Domingo. I can't even think of a Greek-sounding one. I'll have to bow out.
Thanks, Loz. All right, we will talk to you another time too. 1-300-800-222. Hello, Amanda in Newcastle.
Hello, Suzanne in Parramatta. How are you going?
Have you got your mail yet, Amanda?
I have. That's why I'm ringing up. I'm ringing up to say thank you to my lovely Nightlife person in, I don't even know if you say it's Derby or Derby.
I think it's Derby.
Okay. So, the quick story is that in August when I rang up and I was stumbling around trying to remember Monty Python as the answer to what the Royal Mail was celebrating the 50th anniversary of in some stamps, I couldn't think of Monty Python and I have no idea why that was, but Alan from Derby kindly sent me a set of Monty Python stamps, which was just so sweet. And when you were talking last week about why you cry, I think that sort of kindness makes me cry. So thank you to Alan in Derby in the UK.
Yeah, and Alan went to quite the effort to get them to us, because he even, Alan, if you're listening, fabulous. He'd gone and got some Australian dollars so that I could pay for the postage to send on to you. And he sent me a card too. So, Alan, we love our global nightlife family, and I think that's just a beautiful story. So, yeah, yeah. And Amanda, I'm so glad you got them.
Yeah, I did, and thank you very much to you for your efforts to get them to me, and I'm just was absolutely thrilled. I feel like sticking them up on the wall and just remembering that failure is not failure.
Okay, yeah, Amanda, question 12. Which Greek soprano was born on the 2nd of December 1923 in New York City?
I really don't know. And I was really hoping to talk about the New Zealand Fabergé egg for the week that was. But do you know that story? It's crazy.
Well, I can tell you it's not in the week that was the week that was either.
Okay.
So if you were pinning your hopes on the category with that question, then we don't have it for you.
That's all right.
Just remind us of what happened.
Oh, this gentleman went to a store and swallowed a very expensive diamond-encrusted Fabergé egg. And it's just appeared after 6 days.
That's right. Of they got it out naturally, I think, is what they've said. Or,
yeah. Just crazy. Anyway.
So they've had to kind of monitor his bowel movements, basically.
I think so. Yeah. I think maybe Donna from the Japanese, sound system for the toilets might have had to be there.
Oh dear. That's for anyone joining us at the very top of the show. A lot of you were listening to the cricket, but we actually replayed an interview we did last year with Donna Burke, who is the voice of the Shinkansen in Tokyo. And one of her side hustles is that she sells the little devices that make, noises of waterfalls and birds that you can press when you're in the loo and you don't want to hear your own sounds or for anyone else to hear them.
Yeah.
Right.
She
but we're still.
Funny lady.
She was.
Funny lady.
She is funny. But we need your answer about this great soprano, Amanda.
Well, my best guess is Maria Callas.
That is an excellent guess because it is right? Correct, Amanda. Oh, yes, it is Maria Callas.
Wow, that's great.
Okay, you've got one more in Born or Died in 1923. Parks and Rec, also the name of an Australian TV show, and that was the week that was.
Okay, my mum actually was born in 1923, but I don't know anything else about it, so I will go to that was the week that was, please.
Okay, minus the Fabergé egg. I don't know if you're going to like this starting point, Amanda.
Okay.
Question 13. How many points did North Melbourne score in the 2025 AFLW Grand Final? Master Lash always puts the sporting results in, doesn't he?
Yes, and that's really – my husband knows everything about everything in sport, but he is sleeping and he can't help me and I don't know.
Okay. Well,
never mind.
Do you want to just have a guess? Throw out a number?
Throw out a number. Mm. Oh, I don't even know how to say the score.
Just the number of points. You don't need to say, 6-3 or, five behind or anything like that.
Well, my favourite number is 37, so that's what I'm going to say, 37
okay.
points.
It is incorrect, but you've ruled that out for somebody else. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're on Nightlife on ABC Radio. We are playing the Mighty Challenge. Lots of you are SMSing in too because this is, of course, our annual Nightlife text challenge that we do at the end of the year. Well, I've been doing it at the end of the year. Last couple of years, I had a few spare fridge magnets to give away. This time, there's not so many of them, but I do have my hands on some other prizes. So those of you who end up on the podium, you will receive some of those. Aidan, you're in the car, I think, in Brizzy. Hey, Aidan.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. Are you on your way home from something exciting or just work?
I'm on my way to McDonald's.
Okay.
And I'm very close, so I'm probably going to have to end up parking for a little bit before I go in, but it's okay.
We have had people ordering their Big Macs while they've been on the radio in the past, Aidan, so you won't be Robinson Crusoe on that one. Now, how many points did North Melbourne score in the 2025 AFLW Grand Final?
I think I was working that night, and I know that they won. They beat the Lions. I can't remember the exact... I'll guess 41.
It's not 41.
I feel like it's close, though, so if anyone's listening and trying again, I feel like it's between 30 and 50. I hope I haven't just gone and made it worse for someone, but...
Yeah, I think you have, actually, Aidan. I think you just muddied the waters. All right, well, look, you enjoy your Maccas. Ellen is in Armidale. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you today?
Good. Now, I'm always, is this Armidale, New South Wales, or Armidale, Melbourne?
New South Wales.
Ah, okay. Nice part of the world. Very cold in winter, though, yes?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's lovely.
Now, Ellen, how many points did North Melbourne score in the 2025 AFLW Grand Final?
I'm not sure, Suzanne. I thought it was a 44.
No, it wasn't 44.
Well, there you go.
But you've ruled that out too. Nice to speak to you, albeit briefly. We'll see you later, Ellen. Here's Tracy in Launceston.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello. How many points did North Melbourne score in the 2025 AFLW Grand Final?
I missed the score when I heard that they won, and it's been a few years on the trot too, hasn't it?
Well, they're the first to go back-to-back in the AFL AFLW as grand finalists.
Wild guess, 123.
It is way, way less than that.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tracy. Carlo's got it. So did Dave and Jane and, yep, John and Mads and Gail and Justin and, quite a few other people too. Adrian, you were first, so there's a definite 3 points for you when it comes to that particular answer. Hello, George in Fremantle.
Yeah, hello, Suzanne. How are you going?
Well, now, George, how many points did North Melbourne score in the 2025 AFLW Grand Final?
Now, I don't really know, but I know, all I know is that they, I think the opposition who was, I can't remember now, they scored the first goal, and I think then North Melbourne scored about 8 goals or 9 goals on the trot. So I say 55 points.
Oh, George, I'm afraid that's not correct.
Well, I'm not surprised. See, I couldn't remember what it was. I did hear the score, but... Well, somewhere around about that.
Well, you wait and have a listen, George, to what the answer is. Helen from Healesville.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Helen. Now, I have to say, George was not far off at all.
I did watch it. I'm not sure, but was it 60?
Oh, no. It's not 60 either.
Oh.
See you, Helen.
See ya.
Okay, bye. Okay, so here's what we've had so far. 37, 41, 44, 55, 60, and 123. Oh, Doreen in Bridgetown in WA says there's also an Armidale in Western Australia. So there are 3 Armidales to choose from when people are ringing in. Gary in Ballarat. Hey, Gary.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne.
Hi.
I'm about as useless as everyone else.
Well, George was the closest, I'll tell you that, on 55. How many points did North Melbourne score in the 2025 AFLW Grand Final?
Is this sort of points made up of goals plus just straight points?
Oh, look, I think... I'm not going to tell you that. You just figure
out. No, you don't know. Yeah, okay, well.
Oh, no, I understand points. It. I understand.
Not 9 points.
No, not 9 points.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll say it again. George on 55 was the closest. Andrew in Otford.
Oh, blast. All these hopeless people in front of me, I hope that they'd get this.
Sorry, everyone, you've just called them all hopeless. Now, look, I'll say it again. George on 55 was the closest.
I'll guess 57.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not 57. Sometimes I try to help and it just doesn't always work out. John in Darwin. Hey, John. Hello, hi, John. Help us here. AFLW Grand Final, how many points did North Melbourne score? It's not 37, 41, 44, 9, 55, 57, 60, or 123.
56.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we had two people on either side of it, but they couldn't quite nail it. Yeah, it was 56. Well done. Did you watch it, John?
No, I didn't watch. I just saw the scores, that's all.
Yeah. Do you want to stay in That Was the Week That Was? You could also try also the name of an Australian TV show. There's Parks and Rec or Born or Died in 1923.
I'll stay with The Week That Was.
Very well. Question 14. Believe, Belong, Become has been unveiled as the motto for which 2032 event?
The Olympic Games.
Yes, the Olympic Games that will be held in Brisbane. Do you want to stay in That Was the Week That Was?
Yes, please.
Question 15. Which award-winning Czech and English playwright and screenwriter died on Saturday at the age of 88?
I saw it on the TV too. Stephen, someone. I just can't think of his name. No, I'll have to give it a miss here.
All right. Thanks, John.
Cheers.
Good to talk to you. Now, Wendy at Reza says the French actress Sarah Bernhardt visited Australia, including Ballarat, in 1891, and the theatre in Ballarat Sovereign Hill celebrates her visit. Thank you very much. Sam from Harvey. Hey, Sam.
Good evening, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Now, good Sam, do you know which award-winning Czech and English playwright and screenwriter died on Saturday at the age of 88?
No, I was ringing up for that AFL Dutch Women's Grand Final.
Ah.
I watched the whole game. Yeah, it was. They scored 56 and Brisbane scored 16 points.
Well, unfortunately, you got the wrong question. So you don't know who this playwright is then?
No, I wouldn't have a clue, Suzanne.
All right. No. Thanks, Sam. Right, we'll talk to you another time. 1-300-800-222 if you would like to play tonight. Oh, and just confirming, Gavin says Sarah Bernhardt resides at Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. Sadly died of uremia. What's uremia, Gavin? Doesn't sound nice, but I'm not sure I know exactly what it is. Wendy, greetings to you.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Wendy. What about you?
Good. Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Good, good.
Excellent.
Yes, you sound very chipper.
Oh, it has nothing to do with just sharing a bottle of sparkling wine with my friend for her birthday.
It couldn't be anything to do with that, could it?
No, nothing at all.
Sure, you're naturally chipper. Now, which award-winning Czech and English playwright and screenwriter died on Saturday at the age of 88?
Sorry, I don't know about screenwriters.
Oh, all right, Wendy. Talk to you another time. Okay.
Take care.
Bye. George from Lakemba. This sounds like your kind of question.
Yes, it is, I think.
Go on then. Who is it?
Somebody that I've got the autograph of, actually, but not. I didn't actually get it personally. A friend of mine got it. I managed to wave at him down the corridor. He was in a private function. So that was about the closest I got to him. It was Tom Stoppard.
Tom Stoppard is correct, George. George, you can have That Was the Week That Was, also the name of an Australian TV show. We also have questions. Park and Rec, no one's opened that yet.
Can I just take the opportunity to sort of say hello, a Christmas greeting, your greeting to David of Mount Cola too, because I actually have played against him. My team would play against his team, which actually featured one of the TV chasers. So that was like kind of the quality of the teams involved there.
A trivia team, is it?
Yeah. The trivia's no longer on. But yeah, no, we had some titanic battles between our two teams. So anyhow.
Excellent.
Very good player, David. Anyhow.
Just FYI, our team won our local trivia on Wednesday night.
Well done, you.
Yeah, we smashed the rest of them this week. Anyway, what do you want to do now, George? That was the week that was.
Let's go, also the name of a TV show.
Okay, question 16. What is the three-word motto of the SAS?
Who dares wins.
Who dares wins is correct, George. Do you want to stay in this category?
Okay.
Question 17. 19th century Neapolitan chef Raffaello Esposito is often credited with popularizing which dish?
Wow. Could I have that one more time?
19th century Neapolitan chef Raffaello Esposito is often credited with popularizing which dish?
Wow. Wow, that is a good question. I don't think I've ever heard of Mr. Esposito.
Well, give us a good answer, George.
Yeah, okay, well, and there's no number of words here like the previous question, so that doesn't give me a clue. So it could be something like, tiramisu, it could be like a pasta dish, or it could be anything. I don't know.
Have a guess.
Let's go spaghetti bolognese.
It's not spag bol, George.
Well.
Okay, we'll talk to you another time. Yes, Rosa. And Bernadette, points for both of you, I think, on this question. 1-300-800-222 if you would like to play the Mighty Challenge on this Friday night. Reuben in Canberra, good evening.
Suzanne, very good morning to you. How are you?
And a good morning to you. I'm doing pretty well. What is this dish that 19th century Neapolitan chef Raffaele Esposito is credited with popularising?
No idea. I'm going to guess carbonara.
No, it is not carbonara. Thanks, Reuben.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, bye. Vando. Hey, Vando.
Oh, g'day, Susanna. How are you?
You're good. Are you in the truck or not?
No, I'm just unloading, actually.
Yeah? What are you...
What happened to the last caller? Look, I was just listening to you in my top pocket and then straight away you're onto me.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
He made the wrong guess. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
No, he said carbonara, but that's not going to fly.
All right, so he's an Italian. So I was going to say cream brulee.
Well, he's a Neapolitan,
Yeah, yeah. So Italian.
See.
Yeah, anything to do with ice cream, gelato.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
No. Nope.
Oh. Never mind. All right. Well, again, I'm not even going to bid you adieu this week, but thank you, Susanna.
All right. Yeah. See you later, Vando. 1-300-800-222. I think I ripped through a few of you with our whole North Melbourne point situation, so I do have quite a few spots free on the board. So give me a call, 1-300-800-222. Shannon in Brisbane. Hi, Shannon.
Oh, I knew you'd come to me.
Yeah, it had to happen sooner or later.
Oh, damn it. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. You got anything exciting to share from your life?
Oh, not really. I've been being really lazy today and watching the cricket all day.
I was annoyed it didn't start till 3 o'clock because when I got up, I thought I'd like to be watching the cricket from 10 a.m. But by the time it started, I could only watch for an hour and then I was sort of getting ready for work.
Oh, anywho. I'd love to say I'm sorry for that. But you know,
that's okay.
You've got to go to work and look after us.
I was thinking, look, I could watch the cricket, but maybe Shannon wouldn't be happy with me if I did that.
No, so, yeah. That's very true, very true.
Okay, the just remember, Shannon, we are in the category of also the name of an Australian TV show and we don't have shows called Spaghetti Bolognese, Carbonara or Gelato. Right.
God. TV show.
It's the 19th century Neapolitan chef Raffaele Esposito is often credited with popularising which dish?
Oh, now you stumped me real good. I was just going to say something like tomato paste or something like that. But no, I can't even think of anything like that.
All right.
I rang for the AFL, you know. Sorry, mate.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry, Shannon. All right. Well, I'll rule out tomato paste. It's definitely not tomato paste. Thanks, Shannon.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You take care and you enjoy watching the cricket tomorrow too. Linda's in Maitland. Hello, Linda.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good, Linda. So this is also the name of an Australian TV show. 19th century Neapolitan chef Raffaele Esposito is often credited with popularising which dish?
Well, pizza.
Pizza is correct.
Which was an SBS comedy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were watching to know that, Linda. Very good.
Well, No. I was going to say it, and I've been to the theatre yesterday evening at Maitland.
Oh, have you? What did you see?
It was called It's My Party and I'll Die If I Want To, but the Maitland Repertory, which was excellent, and two people I knew were in it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just another one of the nightlifers who's been out and about.
Today and tomorrow as well.
Okay. Anyone in Maitland, if you want to go see it tomorrow night, there it is. Oh, now,
matinee.
Matinee. So you don't have to miss out on nightlife. Now, Linda, that was the week that was. We've got one more, Born or Died in 1923, and we've got the entirety of Parks and Rec.
Could I have, I'll try the Parks and Rec. Thank you.
Okay. Question 18. Spring was never waiting for us, girl, is the opening line of which 7.5 minute long song?
No, I don't. Parks and Rec. No, I don't know that one. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. I'm struggling not to try and sing it to you. If you know, you should hop on the lines now. 1-300-800-222. Here is Luke in Brisbane. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It's the opening line of which 7.5 minute long song or in the category of Parks and Rec?
Kind of rings a bell like the, it might have been that song in Pulp Fiction. But I couldn't tell you what the name of the song is, sorry.
It's not that song either.
Okay. Luke.
All right, thanks.
All right, cheers.
Bye. I do have a few lines free, 1-300-800-222. Hi, Al.
Hey, hi. You got me there, Suzanne. Oh, I was on for the pizza, but I've got really... Well, what was the question again?
Okay. Now, it's a 7.5 minute long song. There aren't too many of those. We are in the category of Parks and Rec. Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It's the opening line to this song. What is the song?
Spring was never waiting for us, girls.
Us, girl.
Us, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Gee. Oh, you've really got me there. I love your show.
Thanks, Al.
Good luck. Have a good night, mate. See ya.
All right. We'll catch up with you later. Now we've got Sammy in Barara Heights. Hello, Sammy.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. Do you know what this is?
It's not. I'm getting confused because 7.5. I'm thinking of Jurassic Park, and I only said this to my husband yesterday because I was put on hold for 15 minutes. Like I feel like I'm listening to the Jurassic Park intro, but it's MacArthur Park.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love.
Well done, Sammy. I wish we had a bit about the bit about the cake playing, but we don't. But it's such a great song. Okay, would you like to stay in Parks and Rec? There's one more 1923 and then there's a couple more that was the week that was.
Let's stick where we are. Let's stay with the Parks and Rec and stuff.
Yeah, I think you'll like this question.
Okay.
Question 19. Which 1993 movie starred Sam Neill, Laura Dern and Richard Attenborough?
Oh, 1993, Laura Dern, Parks, that's not the piano. I'm having just out of high school, Suzanne. I was partying. I didn't go to the movies. Sam Neill, Laura Dern. Oh, that was Bruce Dern's daughter. She was lovely, blonde and everything. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Honestly, Sammy, you really, really, really are going to kick yourself. You really are. Oh, dear. It's Ruby in New Zealand. Hey, Ruby.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Do you know why Sammy's going to kick herself really hard?
No. I dropped out for a bit, so I missed a couple of seconds.
Okay. Anyway, the question is, which 1993 movie starred Sam Neill, Laura Dern and Richard Attenborough?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. And Sammy had literally been talking to us about how she was getting confused with Jurassic Park. And
oh,
then
no.
She couldn't, she didn't even think of it. Sammy.
Oh,
Sammy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some of the opening. Now, that is actually an excellent segue for me because tomorrow night, we have our Saturday night music features here on Nightlife and we are talking to two people who have programmed a concert. They've already done a series of these concerts. There's another one happening next year, but it is all about the film music of John Williams, who, of course, composed the Jurassic Park theme, but he composed so many more. And so in our second hour tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about some of those, iconic tracks of John Williams and playing some of them for you. So if you're a fan, you should definitely tune in for that. Okay, Ruby, well done. What do you want to do now?
I might stay in Parks and Rec.
Very well. Question 20. In which world capital would you find the famous Gorky Park?
Ooh. Gorky Park?
Gorky Park.
World capital. Oh, I've never heard of it. I'll say, Washington, D.C.?
It's not Washington, Ruby.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice to speak to you. Always nice to have you listening from across the ditch. Jane in Adelaide. Hey, Jane.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hi. All right. Do you know in which world capital you would find the famous Gorky Park?
Just a guess. Moscow?
Moscow is correct, Jane. Well done. Do you want to stay in Parks and Rec? One more born or died in 1923 and two more that was the week that was.
I'll stay in Parks and Rec.
21. Which famous American park was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted and Calver Vaux?
Central Park?
Central Park is correct, Jane. Going to try and finish this category off for us?
I'll give it a shot.
Question 22. What colour is Park Lane in Monopoly?
I'm going to guess the wrong one. I'm pretty sure it's either blue or green, so I'm going to go blue.
Blue is correct.
Oh.
Born or died in 1923, or that was the week that was?
I'll try born or died in 1923.
Question 23, yes, that works very well. Which French engineer and architect died on the 27th of September 1923?
Oh, good God.
How many French engineers and architects do you know, Jane?
None, really. Mm. None at all. So, and I can't even, I'm probably thinking whoever did the Eiffel Tower, but I don't know their name. So I'll just have to pass it on. But thank you.
Sure?
Or somebody Eiffel? Mr. Eiffel? Will that work?
I mean, am I not?
I'm trying to think of Henri Eiffel. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a French name.
Do you know what? We're approaching the news. So in the interest of time, I'm going to let you have that. Gustave Eiffel. Now,
You're very generous, Suzanne. I know.
24. Let me see if you can repay that by getting these two questions. Which team did the Matildas beat 2-0 on Tuesday night?
Oh, I knew that was going to be a question. Was it New Zealand?
It was New Zealand, Jane.
Oh, Lordy. Pressure.
I know. You've been watching the cricket?
have been watching the cricket.
Question 25. Which English player scored his first test century in Australia on Thursday night?
Joe Root.
Jane, look, you repaid my confidence in you and you've won yourself the mighty challenge. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.